you know, time runs out. I guess your thoughts on how this season ended for the club.
You know, I think it ended on a high note, even though we didn't make the playoffs, and you know, we could have easily just, you know, shut it down and then, you know, kind of just showed up for the last couple games. But I mean, we continued to play hard, and you know, we won some games down the stretch. You know, even though they didn't really mean anything, it just, you know, goes to show, you know, that we still play with heart, and we still made the most of the opportunities to try to, you know, knock some other teams out of the playoffs, like the Mariners, and we played well against the Orioles as well. So at the end of the day, it wasn't what the team would want, but I still thought that we finished strong.
Dalton Pompey joins us on Brady and Walker, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. You were up for about a month. You didn't really play, of course, for those first couple of weeks, and then, you know, started getting in almost on an everyday basis. What was the biggest takeaway for you over the last few weeks?
You know, I just realized that it was the same game that I've been playing. You know, like, still got to throw three strikes.
Yeah.
You know, we still got to hit the ball, run the bases, catch the ball. You know, it's the same game. It's just magnified a little bit. There's more people. You know, guys a little bit better. You really got to just, you know, stay to your game. Like, whatever made you successful, you need to keep doing it, and always stick with your strengths, and try not to worry about, you know, your weaknesses too much.
You were never viewed as you know, this blue chip first round prospect or anything like that. And then this year, something obviously clicked. Your rise through the system has been well documented. I know Jose Bautista always tells this story, right? Because he bounced around for so many teams, so many years, and then one little piece of advice with his swing and his timing and starting earlier just kick-started the superstardom that we see now. Was there something similar? I mean, what happened to you this year?
I think it was more so just confidence in myself. Last year, I was more of a negative person. I always dwell on the negative aspects of, you know, the game, and I would carry that over into, you know, my life, and just acting like that got me nowhere. And I talked to people who had played before, and I talked to people who, you know, were still playing. They would always say, you know, I wish I was more positive, you know, and just wish I could just take the good things, you know, out of the game. And so that's kind of what I started to do this year. If I went 0-4 or 4-4, I would try to take some sort of positive from the game and not dwell on the negatives as much, just so I had something I could feed off of going into the next day. Whether I struck out four times, maybe I laid off a slider in the dirt or something like that, or I made a nice catch in the outfield, or, you know, how to walk or something, just to keep my spirits up and help me going into the next day and then the next day. And also, I feel like bunting helped me a lot offensively, as well as just being ready every single pitch. You know, last year I felt like I'd take some pitches off and, you know, my mind would wander, but this year I really tried to focus, you know, for 3 hours, you know, nine innings, and then after I could do whatever I wanted. So I knew that if I really applied myself, I was capable of doing something like I did this year.
Dalton Pompey, our guest. One more from me. It's you know, the off season begins, and it's going to be really interesting for Alex Anthopoulos and the organization. And you put yourself right in the conversation now. And when we look ahead to, you know, whenever the season begins next April, would you be disappointed at this point if you are not sitting there in center field on opening day 2015?
I mean, it's tough for me to answer that question because, you know, I came up in September and I came up and just, you know, to get experience and feel what the big leagues is like. And, you know, I felt like I made, you know, a pretty good impression, not just, you know, on like the front office people, but also the fans and, you know, everybody that watched me play and what I was capable of. And that's all I could ask for, you know. So that stuff is kind of out of my control. You know, maybe, you know, come spring training, I mean, if you don't make the team, everybody feels, you know, let down, and because everybody wants to be in the big leagues and everybody wants to be that guy who'll be out there every day. But, you know, I'll take it as a, you know, a positive. You know, I got this opportunity. I feel like I made the most of it. going into this off season, I'll work on, you know, the stuff that I feel like I need to work on. Going into spring training, I'll continue to just do what I've been doing. And then wherever they put me is where they put me. But at the end of the day, I can still continue to get better. I'm going to keep my head up and keep working hard and then see where things go from there, because, you know, anything can happen in this game, and you just have to, you know, be ready for whenever the opportunity arises for you.
Well, baseball's a funny game, man, and you know, the season ends on a disappointing note, and there's Dalton Pompey, and you turn it into a big story right in your own hometown. So, hey, congratulations from us, and we really look forward to seeing what you have to bring in the spring. Thanks for this.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me.